man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Yeah, country folks can survive. And here we are up in North Dakota, the least visited state in America, surviving. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes. I hope a few of you will call in and join us at 800-313-9443. This is a live show. Sometimes it's even lively. Maybe tonight. Who knows? So that's why we would like to have you call in. Did I miss anything? Yeah, what's the date today? Let me look at my computer. Pull my glasses down my nose a little bit. June 24th, 2020. And here we go, another day in the Trump phenomenon, another day of the Trump era. And we are showing here, as we go to the, I love this. I missed it yesterday. It was on the board. I could have announced it yesterday. I didn't see it. You know why I didn't see it? Because Twitter removed it. They deleted a Donald Trump tweet. Can you believe this? And it's a perfectly fine tweet of the president discussing one of his powers that he is responsible. He must use it to defend the nation and defend the people and to uphold the law. That was all he tweeted. I'll read his tweet in a moment. Unless they... No, here it is. I'm actually looking at it, so it's still there. And this is what Twitter took. I mean, this shows you how bad it is. It's bad, folks. We're way down the, you know, we've gone down far. So are we going to get out of this hole? It's deep. Here's what the president tweeted yesterday and what Twitter deleted. There will never, this is the president speaking to you, there will never be an air quotes, autonomous zone in Washington, D.C., as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force, exclamation mark. That was it. And then Twitter, let's see, what did they, this tweet violated the Twitter rules about abusive behavior. And let me just, it says learn more. Let me open that link, see if they have more BS. It's too long. It's too long. Their rules. Yeah. yeah, we're not going to live long enough to read their rules. Ah, so there you go. There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force. Okay, so the president's saying, I'm going to uphold the law in Washington, D.C., at least. Anyway, you know, I live here. My government is here. I'm the president of this place. What is the name of the idiot mayor of Washington, D.C.? Try to remember her name. It's, who even knows her name? Escapes me at the moment. But here the president's watching them try to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson, the wonderful, beautiful equestrian statue. Just you can see it right out the north windows of the White House. But that's how bad it is. The Twitter, Facebook, the number one communication social media sites where communication takes place, it's against their rules. Even if you're president of the United States, to say, you know, autonomous zone, of course, that means you're going to take over, you're going to beat the police up, you're going to burn their cars, and you're going to take over part of the city. That's violent revolution, seizure of property, criminal assault. I mean, unless somebody is murdered in the process of taking over an autonomous zone, you violated every law in the statute books. And the president doesn't have the president is somehow breaking a rule if he says, I will enforce the law to stop that, which is what serious force is. You don't enforce laws with anything else. The word enforce, let's see, what word do I detect there embedded in the word enforce? Well, I'll think about it. Maybe it'll come to me by the end of the show. All right, so let's go. Let me update the president's page here. And, oh, this is interesting. Let's go, huh, okay. All right, there we go. Now I'll update his main page, and 82.4, another 100,000 followers since we met yesterday, 82.4 million. And the president 27 minutes ago, this isn't the central focus of our lives right now. President Obama destroyed the lobster and fishing industry in Maine. Now it's back, bigger and better than anyone ever thought possible. Enjoy your lobstering and fishing. Make lots of money. That's great. So a message to the folks in Maine. And, of course, President Obama and his sidekick. Who's his sidekick? Not Tonto. Obama's sidekick is O'Biden. And they, in fact, did destroy as much as they could destroy in 8 years in America. Can you believe that? That's, you know, that's the hardest part about Obama, is saying that he was president with O'Biden for eight years. That after 4 years of destroying America, America re-elected him. Them. That should make anybody really scared about November 3rd. Because can we do it? Can we elect an Obama and an O'Biden? Well, we did twice. Oh, my God. Yeah, it might happen again. All right. Well, here's what Donald Trump said 2 hours about that, 2 hours ago on that subject. He says Biden, I'll call him O'Biden. O'Biden failed with China. They took us to the cleaners. I got billions out of China and gave much of it to our targeted farmers. And what does he mean by targeted? The Chinese deliberately went after our farmers, thinking that would be enough of a threat, of a scare against Donald Trump, that he would cave. If they could do enough damage to Iowa farmers and Kansas farmers and North Dakota farmers, that would hurt those are all Republican voters, Republican states, that that would hurt a Republican president and he would cave. Well, they got the measure of their man wrong. Donald Trump didn't cave. And instead, Mr. Counterpunch decked the Chinese with tens, scores of hundreds of billions of tariffs. I don't know if the tariffs have yet reached hundreds of billions in their total, but that's where it will go. All right. There's another beauty. Now, this is just today's output. This is like living in the time of Shakespeare and being able to fish scraps of paper out of Shakespeare's trash basket under his desk. I mean, it's just absolute, you know, the man is just a total genius. So Donald J. Shakespeare, here's another one he wrote today, 8 hours ago. Is James Comey and his band of dirty cops going to apologize to General Michael Flynn and many others for what they have done to ruin his life? What about Robert Mueller and his angry Democrat cronies? Are they going to say, so sorry? And what about Obama and Biden? Well, let's just think about that tweet for a moment, folks. You know what happened, the news today. The appellate court overruled the phony, fake Judge Sullivan, piece of garbage, who was so vilely intent on putting three-star general and American hero and real man, unlike Sullivan, in jail, that even after the Justice Department said we withdraw our charges against, there are no charges, the case should be dismissed against Michael Flynn, the judge wouldn't dismiss the case. What a bastard. Unbelievable. Unprecedented. Trump derangement syndrome. These people have gone wacko. Well, I mean, they are wackos. That's why they are who they are. But now we see it. Well, the appellate court said, I'm sorry, Judge, the case is over. Dismiss the case. So the best commentary I saw that today was somebody said, some very wise person said, today is probably the first day that three-star general Michael Flynn and family man Michael Flynn, since the Obama attack on General Flynn, the Obama-O'Biden attack began. First night, he will be able to put his head on his pillow and sleep. So true, as the president would say. And of course, that attack, why was Flynn attacked? Because he knew too much. He was going to hurt the attack on Trump. As the national security advisor, he was going to be in a position to be able to smoke out James Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, Peter Strzok, and the rest of them, the way the president describes it. James Comey and his band of dirty cops. Dirty cops. I just, every time our president says that, it just sends a shiver down my spine and a thrill through my soul. So there you go. Here's a picture of one of these punks on top of the Andrew Jackson statue. It's a picture I haven't seen. He's tried to wrap a rope around the neck of General Jackson, who's doffing his hat. And he's on his steed, which is, you know, on its back legs. They're going to try to pull this beautiful equestrian statue of this great American hero, pull it over. I hope they haven't done too much damage to it. Looks like there's some fairly delicate harness, some reins that could have been damaged in stirrups and spurs. I'm surprised they're still on the statue. Beautiful, probably made of bronze. If you haven't seen it, you want to see it there in Lafayette Square, across from that St. John's Church that these punks lit on fire. It's called the President's Church because presidents ever since, I think it's James, it's either John Adams or James Madison. I think it's since John Adams, maybe Madison, have sat in the pews of that church. And here's what the president wrote on that appeals court. Great. The appeals court upholds the Justice Department request to drop criminal case against General Michael Flynn. That's very good. And it's good the president, possibly, of course, anticipating this, he let this run its course rather than use his pardon power. Now, this is better. If I'm General Flynn, I sure like this better than having gotten a pardon from the president. The left, the pukes of the left would forever say, oh, he was guilty, but you know, this orange man, he pardoned him. He got off the hook easy. No. The appeals court said, go to hell, Judge Sullivan. Yeah. You and the horse you rode in on. The president tweets earlier today, it is a shame that Congress doesn't do something about the lowlifes that burned the American flag. They burned another one in Washington today. It should be stopped, and now. Here's a video of the president talking to a student organization in Tucson, Arizona. And it has 3.8 million views already, this one tweet. I'll just play it for a second. It's probably got music, but let's see what it sounds like.
With thousands of patriotic young Americans who stand up tall for America and refuse to kneel to the radical left. And I've just come from the Arizona port where we marked the completion of over 220 miles of brand new, beautiful border wall. But the radical left, they hate our history, they hate our values, and they hate everything we prize as Americans. We will defend our values, our voices, our faith, our heritage, our borders, our rights, and our God-given freedom. You're the courageous warriors standing up for faith, the family, God, country, and freedom. Freedom.
That's good. That was good. You couldn't get much out of that. The graphic part you missed was very good. Here's the president going at it some more today. He says, let's see here. Well, there were some great lines from that speech in Arizona. I'd love to get to some of those. Let's go to Turning Point USA. And, you know, let me go to their website. Am I there? Let's see. Turning Point USA. The Wikipedia article, of course, savages Turning Point. So you have to go to their website to find anything really true about them. Let me see if I can. I'll have to wait to get there. I'm already signed in. I already have an ID with them. But they want me to do that again. So it's all right. Let's go to
came a day at the bottom of the mine when
right after this break.
Men started crying.
Stay tuned.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over?
That's the question, folks. Downhill like a snowball headed for hell. That's the question. Hey, for the flag or the Liberty Bell. And the, well, in the song himself, Merle Haggard says, well, we're not. We're going to make it. But Merle died a few years ago. Were he alive today, seeing this that's going on, seeing the virus hoax that's going on, just a perpetual effort to shut, if they can wreck the economy, shut it down, crush the economy with a normal, just another flu season, pad the numbers, inflate the numbers. Even with their inflated numbers, they haven't managed to come up to a bad year of normal flu. I don't know what their fake number is now, somewhere around 120,000. It's completely padded. At one point, you could go on the Johns Hopkins website and you could actually see in there, they had a breakdown of statistics. And at that time that I went in there, this is about halfway through their current count. I don't know if that page is still there. They actually had a page that broke down the numbers of their total deaths, and the numbers, the percentage of the deaths that were actually due to coronavirus was one-third of the total number they were putting out as the pandemic death toll. Only a third of it was coronavirus. So on that, if they've kept that same ratio, there would be 40,000 deaths now. That's an average flu season. And they've turned this into something, a hammer and sickle with which to bludgeon and decapitate our economy and our culture, our civilization. Oh, today, Donald Trump met with Andrzej Duda, the president of Poland. Wonderful. Wonderful there in the Rose Garden with Andrzej Duda and the two men clearly admiring each other. Duda and the Patriots in Poland, they've got it right. The question is the survival of our civilization. And where did the president ask that question so brilliantly? It was in Poland, in Warsaw. In July, I think, of 2017, there in Krasinski Square, under the statue of the anti-Nazi freedom fighters who fought both the Russian communists and the German Nazis to free their city. And tragically, they died by the thousands, trapped between the two armies, betrayed by the Allies. I don't know how betrayed. The Russians wouldn't let American planes land with supplies for the freedom fighters in Warsaw. Americans did send freedom supplies to the freedom fighters. So I don't know how much we betrayed them. I don't think we did, from what I know. But anyway, the president stood under that freedom fighter statue, towering. Soldiers about to die there above him as he asked the question. The question is, he said, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And of course, that President Duda was there in that audience, along with other tens of thousands of other roaring, cheering Poles who hung on the president's every word. They appreciate Donald Trump more than America does, I think. Not more than we patriots do, of course. But as a nation, I think the Poles have a better appreciation of Donald Trump, his value to world history, than on average America does, since half of America is down the drain and hates Donald Trump. The Poles don't. There aren't any Poles who hate Donald Trump. Let's just see, just on the off chance that the president has done another of his tweets. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good chance to call in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovine. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. Dadgum the rest of it all.
In a minute position. Hey, we're back, folks. And I spent a little time there finding something for you. This is a gem. I talk about it frequently, and I haven't played it back for you in a while. So I want to take you back to July of 2017. I've forgotten what the exact day is, but it's in July of 2017. The president is in Krasinski Square in Warsaw. President Duda is right there in front of him. And listen to him. Melania is right there, up there, sometimes on the stage with him and then sometimes sitting near him there. This is an incredibly inspired speech by the president. I'll just play you a sample here. Listen to how deep this man is. And this is a while ago, July of 2017. Remember, he was sworn in January 20th. He'd only been president, let's just figure, February, March, April, May, June. He had been president less than 6 months.
And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together as nations, as allies, and as a civilization.
As a civilization. He's talking about, and in his speech he refers to, Western civilization. That's us. That's not the rest of the world. That's us.
What we have, what we inherited from our, and you know this better than anybody, and you...
What we have, what we inherited from our ancestors, he didn't finish the word. That's us. That's us. That's not China. That's not Africa. That's not Mesoamerica. It's not Pacific Islanders.
See it today with this incredible group of people.
We see it today with this incredible group of people. The Poles arrayed in front of him in all their beautiful, beautiful glory as a people. They are a family of people descended through thousands of generations. They are an ancient people. They haven't opened up their country to invasion from the rest of the world. Poland is Polish, which is why lots of us wonder whether we want to move to Poland. Don't worry, I'm not going tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, to live in a nation that's all us. Well, you know, the song that we play on this show, White Boy Looking for a Place to Do My Thing, means a country where we can be us. That's all. We want everyone in the world to have that. We want to... Chinese, the Indians, the Nigerians, the Bangladeshis. We want them all to have a place where they can be who they are. But please don't make that place our place. We're not going to be, we don't want to live in your place. Please don't want to live in our place.
What we've inherited from our ancestors.
What we've inherited from our ancestors. I hope you're hearing this.
Has never existed to this extent before. And if we fail to preserve it, it will never, ever exist again. So
let that sink in. What we've inherited from our ancestors has never existed before, and if we fail to preserve it, it will never exist again. That's a deep, deep philosopher speaking to us. Very much aware of the importance of this time, this moment, his position, your position, what's at stake right now. It will never exist again. It will be gone. It will be a snowball headed for hell. It won't refreeze. It will be gone.
So we cannot fail. This great community of nations has something else in common. In every one of them, it is the people, not the powerful, who have always formed the foundation of freedom and the cornerstone of our defense. The people have been that foundation here in Poland, as they were right here in Warsaw. And they were the foundation from the very, very beginning in America. Our citizens did not win freedom together. Did not survive horrors together, did not face down evil together, only to lose our freedom to a lack of pride and confidence in our values.
To a lack of pride and confidence in our values. What's the president talking about there? To lose all that? To a lack of pride and confidence in our values. That's what? White guilt. Lose it to white guilt.
We did not, and we will not. We will never back down.
Now, who's the we that will never back down? Who is the president talking about? It's the people who inherited from their ancestors all of these cherished who we are, the cherished identity that we have, including our values and everything about us, our whole spirit. Now, the Poles are chanting something in Polish. Row, row, row. Sounds like four more years. Whatever it is, maybe Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, they're chanting. The Poles are chanting Donald Trump, Donald Trump. They're going wild in the central square of Warsaw. I mean, that's in Poland. 6 months after he's elected president, this is such a revolution that this man created in the hearts of every patriotic European. He stirred this fire.
As long as we know our history, we will know how to build our future. Americans know that a strong alliance of free, sovereign, and independent nations is the best defense for our freedoms and for our interests. That is why my administration has demanded that all members of NATO.
Okay, now he gets into details. He's getting off of the central philosophy he talked about a while ago. But that's the speech I wanted to recall to mind for you. It's so important. Maybe the greatest speech ever delivered by an American president. Let me just go a little earlier, just a moment earlier. I didn't find the exact phrase I'm looking for, which is the question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? It's right in here, in this embedded in this area that I've been quoting for you. But let me just go back to another highlight moment here and play this.
We want them to fail. They are doomed not only because our alliance is strong, our countries are resilient, and our power is unmatched. Through all of that, you have to say everything is true. Our adversaries, however, are doomed because we will never forget who we are. And if we don't forget who we are, we just can't be beaten. Americans will never forget. The nations of Europe will never forget.
Now, Americans will never forget. The nations of Europe will never forget. Why didn't he mention the nations of Asia, the nations of Africa or South America? Why did he say, we Americans will never forget, the nations of Europe will never forget who we are? Well, yeah. We're white folks looking for a place to do our thing.
We are the fastest and the greatest community. There is nothing like our community of nations. The world has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation.
Bingo. That's one quote I've given you over and over again. We write symphonies. Okay, find me an African symphony. Find me a Vietnamese symphony. You, good luck. We write symphonies. This whole thing is about European mankind, about us. It's an amazing speech.
We celebrate our ancient heroes, embrace our timeless traditions and customs.
That's what all this statue tumbling is all about, statue toppling. We celebrate our ancient heroes, like George Washington. Up, oh, he's got to come down. Thomas Jefferson, up, up. He's got a Andrew Jackson, nope, nope. You got to pull that one down. Got to wrap a flag around the head of George Washington and burn it and splash red paint on him looking like blood. Boy, was the president seeing into the future here.
And always seek to explore and discover brand new frontiers. We reward brilliance. We strive for excellence and cherish inspiring works of art that honor God. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right to free speech and free expression.
Exactly what's going on today. Exactly. This is what the left is crushing. Deleting the president's tweet yesterday? Yeah, that's cherishing the freedom of expression. Oh, you better believe it. Go, Twitter, go.
We empower women as pillars of our society and of our success. We put faith in family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives, and we debate everything. We challenge everything. We seek to know everything so that we can better know ourselves.
Know thyself. There he is, Western philosophy. There it is, right there.
And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together as nations, as allies, and as a civilization.
As a civilization. Again, so he's talking about the relationship but it's between the civilization, that's us Europeans, and then he says, everybody, we wish well for everyone. We want everybody to have all these rights and values that we defend and that we cherish. We want them for everyone. We created them. We brought them to the world. I assure you, no other, there has never been, as the president said, there has never been another civilization that cherished these things, that upheld freedom of thought, that valued truth and science. That's actually what we invented, that the great Western European faith that we invented solely ourselves in Europe. From European roots is science. That's the one we invented. If you had to come up with a what religion was born in Europe, it's science.
What we have, what we inherited from our and you know this better than anybody, and you see it today with this incredible group of people. What we've inherited from our ancestors has never existed to this extent before.
Never existed before. So it's all there. It's all his valuing of Western civilization. Now, the reason I'm bringing this to you now is that here's the juxtaposition. Everything that Black Lives Matter, these rioters, the people, the shutdown, the lockdown people, the coronavirus bullshitters, they are all arrayed against European civilization. Their effort is to bring us down, to destroy us. There's no debating for them at this point. They're not interested in, they don't actually value debate or thinking or truth. They worship force, they worship power. That's what they seek. These are Bolsheviks. These are Jacobins. This is the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, the Haitian Revolution. This is Toussaint Louverture. What was Toussaint's program in Haiti? Find every white, kill him, her, or their children. Kill them all. How quickly we forget. So anyway, but just a little detour there, a trip down memory lane to July of 2017, 3 years ago. And here he is, our president. Let me hit refresh on him. What a man. No new tweet for me to share with you in the last hour. But the... And he has a salute to President Duda, Andrzej Duda of Poland, in his meeting with him today in the White House. There are a couple of leaders in Europe that we have tracked unfortunately not as well as we should have. Viktor Orban in Hungary, neighbor to Poland. Andrzej Duda in Poland. And a few other countries. Melania's Slovenia has produced some people who are conscious of the special value of our people, of preserving our peoplehood, what our ancestors gave us, as the president just said. We'll be right back after this break. There's a chance to get in a call if you want, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Back, folks. And something I think I heard Tucker Carlson say tonight that I liked a whole lot. He called these savages out in the street the Democrat Party militia. Beautiful. If that's what I heard him say, I'm 99% sure that's what he said. I was in the kitchen when I heard it. The Democrat Party militia. That's what the savages in the street are. And the media, of course, the media is an arm of the demon rat deep state. And today, the New York Times, the failing New York Times, put out their poll that shows Joe Biden beating Donald Trump 50-36%, a huge 14% lead. Now, folks, how do we know the New York Times is lying? Their lips are moving. That is a stinking lie. Now, and what is the president identifies it correctly. They're called suppression polls. They put them out. They make hundreds of these polls. The effect, the goal is to demoralize you. That's the whole goal of the demon rat party. Demoralize you, beat you down, drive you down. These are the destroyers. These are the evil people that actually relish destruction. It's so hard to believe. You normal people out there, you find it hard to believe that there would be some other kind of human being, a different brand that is not like you. They don't seek peace or happiness. They don't seek the values of our civilization. They are evil. Blood, gore, war, destruction, statues coming down, people, cops being ambushed. They love this. They giggle at this. They get giddy. Joe Biden isn't leading by 14%. The New York Times is not a newspaper. Journalists don't work there. These are deep state operatives. They're pukes. They're evil. They're vile. They're disgusting. And it's all coming out now. This is the moment. Let me just, you know, we had a poll, a little glimpse of reality last week, the Zogby poll, which asked people the question, do you think Joe Biden has early onset dementia? Don't tell me that Joe Biden is running away with the election when that poll showed that 71% of union members think Joe Biden does have early onset dementia. And we didn't get through the other 61% of 18 to 24s. I can't get through it because I ran out of time. Shame on me. I should look at the clock more carefully. But we'll just pick it up where we left off. Tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. God willing, and the creeks don't rise. See you tomorrow.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.